T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We go now to Inez de la Cotera joining us live from overseas as China renewing its threat to attack Taiwan. Inez, what's changed in the last few days, the last 24 hours?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, so we thought things were maybe going back to normal, or tensions might have been de-escalating after China announced it was winding down its military drills near Taiwan. These were unprecedented military drills that were launched in apparent response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to the island. They went on for about a week. China did decide to end them, but China is now renewing its threat to attack the self-governing island of Taiwan. You had a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry saying Taiwan's, quote, collusion with external forces to seek independence and provocation will only accelerate their own demise and push Taiwan into the abyss of disaster. So referring to the fact that Taiwan seems to be, in Beijing's words, colluding with the U.S. and alluding to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to the island. There are some, though, that say this, of course, has nothing to do really with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to the island, that China has long had ambitions to threaten and possibly invade Taiwan, that China might have been emboldened after watching what is going on in Ukraine with Russia fulfilling its ambitions there or trying to. And so growing concerns that, you know, that the situation in Taiwan, that those tensions between China and Taiwan, even though they seem to have de-escalated a little bit in the last few hours, that they're still there and that things could bubble up again in the near future.
How prepared is Taiwan for an attack?
So it's interesting. Taiwan is launching its own military exercises this week. These were exercises that were pre-planned, so they're not in direct response to what China was doing, to China's unprecedented military exercises near Taiwan. And certainly Taiwan is going to show in the coming days that it is ready for any kind of incursion from the Chinese. Taiwan also, you know, I think counting on the support of the international community. And Taiwan did call Beijing's claims to the island, quote, wishful thinking. So they were reacting also to the fact that China released a so-called white paper. So it's an official document outlining its policy on Taiwan. In that paper, China said it was hoping not to use force, but that at the same time, it would not shy away from using force if it needed to. So Taiwan responding to that and saying Beijing's claim to Taiwan is wishful thinking.
Inez, thank you. Inez de la Cotera joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.